For me, I think the future of the sport rests in the hands of the 12 chairmen of Super League. I've only given a few examples today
here
of why I don't find them fit for purpose. If you can't monitor a salary cap, then you're not fit for purpose. If you can't act on information that you've received regarding a club allegedly breaching the cap or cheating the cap, as they might have done here in October 2014, then sorry, you're not fit for purpose. And one other thing that I'd like to add that demonstrates to me that the RFL do look after the interests of the bigger clubs than the smaller ones. And a governing body should be one that looks after the interests of all the clubs, regardless of how big or small they are. You know, if, for example, I had a dispute with a witness regarding a date of a fixture, right? And, for example, witness wanted to play it a day earlier and we didn't, right? And we go to the RFL. The RFL would say, guys, it's up to you. You go and sort it between yourselves. We had a request from a bigger club, big club. They wanted to move the fixture by one day. We said, no. The RFL stepped in, offered me a substantial amount of money. Offered my club substantial amount of money that I've accepted, and we moved the fixture by one day.
This season, yeah.
I'm talking about substantial amount of money. It helped the big club, but it's given us a lot of money. I mean, these are facts. It's not, and I could demonstrate it. So I'm just thinking, you know, maybe they are not the people who should be leading the sport if they will go step in to help a bigger club like that, and instead of acting the same with everybody else.
No, and you said there was another club that brought the cap by 158,000
in 2014.
Why do you not think they've been punished? And is that one of the bigger clubs?
The only reason I brought this up is because, no, I truly believe it's not the fault of the club. I believe it's the salary cap at the time was not monitored. Julie, I'm not here to, in mentioning the other club, the only reason I mentioned it is because I wanted to demonstrate to everybody here that the RFL are not monitoring the cab as they should.
Do you think that that stems from the leadership of the RFL? Or the incompetence of the staff that have been tasked with?
I worked with and against a lot of the staff in the RFL. I find the majority of them are competent people. And I said they were very good. And I also said their goodness is diluted by the negative leadership they have. I'm sure a lot of the decisions made by the officers are a result of directives by their seniors.
Marwan, you've said that you're now seeking a vote of no confidence in the governing body. Have you had any indication from fellow Super League clubs as to whether you get any sort of support to push such issue through?
There's a lot of support, okay? And it's something, you know, I will be working very, very hard. I believe it's the right time. It's now or never. In the past, there's been many cases against, you know, or many moves to do similar things like this. And it always reminded me of like a snowball effect. You know, it keeps growing, growing, growing. Then you leave it for a bit and the snow will melt and go away. And you'll have to start again.
If they did manage to overthrow them or whatever, where does the sport go? Who would you like to see?
I gave you a clue earlier on by saying the future of this sport lies in the hands of the 12 chairmen of Super League. I think Super League should have full control of its finances, its compliance unit, refereeing the lot.
Okay.